Blog Talk Radio.
Keep doing your thing, because you never know. I might be sitting at home with a chicken bone, see on TV. Now, wait a minute. I know them, you know. They should have been singing the whole time live.
Exactly, man.
I got 10 engagements. If I go to one event, I got like 5-6 people, you know, booking
right.
Blam, blam, blam. And I'm just like, oh my gosh, I'm independent. And I am doing, I'm independent. And I'm like, wow, I'm doing it like on a big scale. Like, I'm a real artist. I'm like, what? But hey, I spoke.
You are a real artist. You're
I am a real artist.
Was written, and you know what? You know what, cuz? I'm so appreciative. You zeroed in right where I really want the reader to get. That's really the reason why I wrote the book.
I'm blown away.
I told God I would be faithful about the spirit that he gave me, and he wouldn't let me release it for some time, but if no one else gets anything out of that book, get chapter 9.
That's very, very simple. You know, I talk nice to them. They call me Daddy, AK Disco. AK
hey.
Disco. 3-5. And I say, sure, I don't do no physical harm to them.
Mm-hmm.
I just threaten to take the food, the clothes, and the home from them. And they act right.
Okay. I was just thinking maybe you might have to clean house or something like that, but that's great.
Well, back in the old days when I first started, I used to use the duct tape and the clothes hangers and all
that. Yeah. See, I thought that, because that's an old tried and proven practice.
Yeah.
I mean, I heard.
It's a national anthem. I make them all say before I put them on the street. They say, we are K-Tickle Girl, the one you heard about. You fight with knives and 45s and broken bottles, too. We are K-Tickle Girl, so who the hell are you?
Oh, hey. Mercy.
Who the hell are you?
Okay, I was just about to ask you that. Like, what genre would you say most of your music, I guess, is in? I don't want to put you in a box or anything, but what do you feel it most represents, your style of music?
Well, Ron L., who's one of my partners, and we formulate the Love Brothers. We've just finished our 4th CD as well. He lives in Virginia. He said it's a combination of jazz and hip-hop, which he calls Jip Jop, which I registered and copyrighted right away.
No, other than the fact that, like you said, I was sitting there. There was times when I was sitting beside him while he was doing his beats and everything, and, I don't want to call him his real name. Taz has come a long way, and his music
Thank you, Jesus.
Is...
Thank you, Jesus.
This is the voice, and as I said before, TAZ hosts the show, man.
Good evening. Good evening. This is ATAZP Live, your host TAZ, and we're supposed to be having DD Turner, the author of Chronicles of a Hip-Hop Legend, supposed to be calling in. Going to give him a few more minutes. You know how us black people do. We're supposed to also have Lady Soldier calling in. She was in, but her number popped back out. I'm also supposed to have G. Wright come in at 9:25. I think Lady Soldier is back on. I'm going to pop her in. Area code 513. You're on with ATAZP Live. I'm waiting on you. Of course, we have no sound now. I don't even hear. Don't even hear. Okay, what we going to do? Since we waiting on things to jump up here, because I got 513 on the line, and I don't hear anything. I'm going to go to a song, and we'll clear the air. This is ATAZP, of course, live. Of course, we are music radio station, but of course we do everything else that I feel like I need to do at that point in time. And I wanted to have this author in because I read some of his book, which is pretty interesting. Hopefully they'll call back in after this song. I'm gonna play a gospel song by Carnival. It's called Be Easy. That was Carnival gospel song that I had played on one of the No Spins joints. Still waiting on a Lady Soldier to call in. She can't get her Skype to work. And I'm alone in the show by myself. I hate when guests don't call in and you already scheduled it. And believe me, this will be the last time we do this. Once they flake on me, they don't come back. I'm trying to tell you, I can't have it. It's got to be an emergency or something. So, again, Lady Soldier, I'm waiting on you to call in. She in the chat room talking to me, usually working on this Skype line. And there's a whole lot of us saying, damn. She's spelling hers D-A-Y-U-M. I'm spelling mine straight up D-A-M. Come on, Lady Soldier, call in and do something. What I'm going to do one more again, I'm going to play some of my guest, G. Wright, that's coming in at 9:25, thank the Lord. He was on another story with me, and we do these little skits on my other show on the website, atazp.com. So I'm going to play. We're going to try it one more time. Lady Soldier, are you on the line? 513, air code 513. Are you on the line? Hello. Can I hear you? Can I hear you? It is not working. Not tonight. I don't hear nothing. I got the line open, and it's not working. I'm going to play another story. Hopefully G. Wright is in this one. And I played it on another stories show that we did. And I'm going to play this to give you a refresher of what G. Wright really don't sound like. Here you go.
Welcome to another story. I am Sensei, where we find TAC going to meet with A.G. McGree, the famous soul singer. Gooby had told TAC if he'd find her a husband, she would pay his debt. TAC was going to make A.G. like him some Gooby. Another story. A.G. A.G. McGree!
Not you again, punk.
What?
I thought I left you in Las Vegas when I took your spot.
Man, cat, I let you have my spot.
Man, I'm tired. I don't want no rap guy telling me about anything.
Look, A.G., I come in peace, bro. Always with you, I have some news for you, bro.
I ain't your bro.
Man, you making it hard for me to be calm. I have a girl you need to meet.
A girl? Why did you say so, punk?
Ain't going to be too many punk. A.G., she is loaded, son.
You mean she has money? Enough for me to put myself out on a national tour?
Man, you changed your voice.
No, I didn't.
Yes, sir, she is loaded, man.
What's wrong with her?
What you mean?
Something's wrong with this lady.
Nothing is wrong, dude. Oh, did I say she is loaded?
Give me a picture. I need to see Honey Bun.
Now, A.G., she ain't the finest thing in the world. She's hefty.
Hefty means fat, don't it, punk?
Hefty means, you know, hefty.
Picture. T-A-Z. Picture. Let me judge this.
Here you go, man. Here. Remember, she is...
loaded. I know. Money don't mean a thing to A.G. McGree. Wow.
Wow what?
She is beautiful. She's my long-lost love. She eats fish sandwiches.
That's her. That's her.
I'm searching for a real love.
That's you, A.G.?
Yeah. I'm searching for a real love.
Will A.G. find his real love?
Real love.
Will Gobi like A.G.?
And will T.A.Z. ever get out of trouble?
Wait a minute, A.G. I'm the narrator here.
Whatever, punk.
Another story.
I'm searching for a real love.
ATAZP.com is explosive, highlighting indie artists, banging louder than a bomb. DJ, producer, performer, TAZ, brings the questions for you and for me, because it's all about the indie, I-N-D-I-E, as we're working and grinding, searching, seeking, and finding our way to endless shining. We're flowing, singing, rapping, blinging through our positive spirit and high morale. ATAZP.com, home of the devastating beat creator. ATAZP.com, home of the MC motivator. ATAZP.com, home of the indie artist invigorator. This is poet author Mark Lacey telling you to consume some now and save some for later. ATAZP.com.
These hoes play me close, child. Wanna see me get fucked around. But they don't even know me. Stolen time with the TAZ. Gotta let them know I'm president. The style of grace.
on my shoulder, big enough to feed Cambodia. See, I never fit into their quotas. Sneakers wasn't fitting and my knees need a lotion. Long before I knew the significance of a cone, I roam like phone with no vocal reception. Immigrant parents had me feeling like a stepkid, and black Americans never did accept me. That's why I thrive so much when I'm respect dig. I never fit in with them light skins. I felt the lighter they was, the better that they life is. So I resented them and they resented me. Cheated on light skin Dominique when we were 17. I figured I heard that she evidently hurt me. And all women who had light features, see, I never let a light broad hurt me. That's why I strike first in the first cut deep.
I'm a light skinned girl to a dark skinned brother. Say it doesn't matter, heart takes forever. Boy, you're so beautiful, boy, you're so beautiful. Say it doesn't matter, heart takes forever. Honey grass, caramel, coffee grass, chocolate, coffee, pecan, licorice. Boy, you're so beautiful.
Just another naughty hair nigga, hoping West Snipes make my life a bit different. In middle school, I had the right to be timid. I had beautiful words, but girls never listen. Listen, black of the berry, sweet of the product. Well, I'm fruit punch concentrate and they water. Walking to my room thinking how to make moves. Ain't thinking like a student, but how Ice T do it. Light dudes had a girl looking there. Oh, yeah, it's not fair. The ones with the good hair couldn't adapt to naps. I waved cap, they napped and slept on me. Man, I hate black skin tone. I wish I could take it back or rearrange my status. Maybe if I was khaki, associating light skin with classy. The menstrual show showed a me that was not me.
From a light skin girl to a dark skin brother. Say it doesn't matter, heart makes the lover. Boy, it's so beautiful. Boy, it's so beautiful. Say it doesn't matter, heart makes the lover. Honey grass, caramel, coffee grass.
But ask them beautiful light girls if it's black they attract to. Usually, what if Barack's skin was all black? Truthfully, would he be a candidate or just a black in community? We as black dudes tend to lack unity, and them black girls ain't on the tube. Usually, right now at 23, I ain't mad at them reds no more. But for a long time, I had gone cold, blindfolded, and my own insecurity was holding me back to reds. I ain't know how to act. They would get the cold shoulder and know it was an act, a defense mechanism. What I thought that I lacked.
From a light skinned girl to a dark skinned brother. Say it doesn't matter, heart makes the lover. Boy, you're so beautiful. Boy, you're so beautiful. Say it doesn't matter, heart makes the lover.
Honey grass, caramel, coffee grass, chocolate, coffee, pecan, licorice. Boy, you're so beautiful.
Wale, Walker Wale, put that shell on the hook. 513, you on ATACP Live. Are you on or you on?
I don't know. You tell me, bruh.
I hear you. Finally.
You didn't know?
After 8 years.
Have you been saying bad things?
Say what now?
Have you been saying bad things?
No, I ain't been saying no bad thing. But I have been saying, I hate when guests flake on you and don't call in. You know what I'm saying? So
Right.
I was going through my emails and trying to find out whether we got our lines crossed or not. But I remembered I cleaned out and deleted all my emails, so I don't have no evidence. So I don't know. And I'm going to call his lawyer, who contacted me to get him on the show, and see what was up. Did we have a wrong date, or, you know, it could have been a mishap. So I'll give it one time. You know what I'm saying? One time, but two times you're out, because we ain't playing baseball. You got to be gone in two strikes. I'm done with it. You know, one time is cool, but it's all right. We will move on. That song was by Wale, talking about different shades of color. Did you hear it? When you were on, I know you were in the chat room. Did you hear the show?
No, because I had to relinquish my speaker to the PC Now, I mean, you got to understand how I got this thing set up. I got my headphones set on. It is connected to my man's PC.
Right.
And the way we had to hook it up was, you know, he put in the microphone into the microphone and hooked up the, you know, the earphone part to my speaker on his PC. Because, you know, I got too many kids and I have to isolate myself into my room. But
like
my
you
computer
said,
was
yes. Ghetto-tronics.
Exactly.
202. 202 on the line. I know who this is, but I'm going to ask him anyway. Welcome to ATAZP Live. Z Talk Baby 202.
Hey, what's up? This is G Wright.
G Rizite in the house. G Wright. G Wright, meet Lady Soldier. She's a Block Talk Radio personality as well as yourself. Lady Soldier, you can tell them what show you have, and vice versa, G Wright. I know you're going to announce your little things you're doing, so go on, get them out.
Well, I host the Hard Love Radio Show here on Blog Talk Radio.
All right, and I had a show called Soldier Talk Radio here on Blog Talk Radio, but now it's all about WRTEXradio.com, my own radio station. I've graduated. Thank you very much.
Oh, you graduated. I'm giving you a hug, yo. So you're not on Blog Talk no more, right?
Nope, I just do my own radio station.
Oh, my. I'm going to have to check the name. I'm going to have to check it out. So, you know, what is the, go on, give us the background to it. I mean, what is it, what are you dealing with, gospel artists and interviews and stuff like that?
Are you talking to me,
T? No, I'm talking to Lady Soldier.
Oh, okay. Yeah, with the radio station, we're dealing mainly with independent artists. You know how I roll. We have three names set up. They come, they sign up. They sign up a profile, submit their music for airplay rotation. We put them through the grinder. If they pass the test and they get on the station, I try to interview some. I got a talk show that I do 4 hours a day, Monday through Friday. It gets wild, chat room, and all of that. So it gets real crazy in there sometimes, especially at night. You know how the freaks come out at night.
So, do you do strictly gospel artists or anybody?
No, not strictly gospel. As a matter of fact, I'm having a hard time getting gospel people to embrace the station because it's not strictly gospel. I play also secular artists. So because I decided to do both, you know what I'm saying, they're having a hard time accepting it, and so they don't want to participate on my show or anything, but that's all right.
At one time, you was doing just strictly gospel on Blog Talk, right?
Yes. For a while, there was just strictly gospel. The problem that I had with doing just gospel was that they were a little flaky, and they really didn't participate unless it had something to directly do with them. Other than that, never see them, never hear from them. So I you know, I'm not that kind of a networker. When I network with people, I like to stay in contact with them. You know, like you and I, we were together several times, not just a one-time thing. So, you know, that's how I like to keep my network going by, you know, keep going on. And it is what it is.
I might have to come on there one time. And G Wright also. G Wright, gospel extraordinaire. Hey, I did not load up your song, but I do got two gospel songs that I need you to know about so you can play on your show. Not just the songs, but, you know, actually get the group and just listen to them. Because,
okay,
you know, I always try to open your eyes on different gospel music that I have.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
The first one that I want y'all both to hear is a song called Wait. I don't know if it's by Coco of SWV. Have you heard it, G Wright?
I haven't heard it.
I don't know if Lady Soldier heard it. She might have heard it on my show when I did the No Spins. But this is called Wait by Coco of SWV.
and waiting on Jesus. But so often, we go our own way, but we must learn that God. And in his own time, he's gonna bless. So wait, you've got to wait on the Lord. There is a blessing, yes it is, in waiting.
Toco of SWV with the song Wait. G. Wright, since you ain't heard it before, how you feeling that song?
That's nice. I mean, that's nice. There are a whole bunch of music. I have to, I don't just get it on the first. I have to listen to it a couple of times.
Yeah. We know him. G. Wright, I want you to talk about the time when we actually first met, because G. Wright went over it on his show like the other, I guess, the other week when I was on your show.
Right.
And I seen G. Wright's page on MySpace, heard him singing, and first thing I thought about was Luther singing gospel. And I said, I got to call this cat. And he happened to be in Atlanta. I wasn't even, you know, thinking where he was at till I looked. And I actually emailed him my number, and then we talked.
Oh, yeah. You know, I tell you, TAV actually gave me my first interview. So that was a blessing in itself. It was my first actual online interview since I think at that point I released my single. So it was a couple years ago. Actually, several years ago, and went to TNZ's house, met TNZ, just saw all this music all over the place. Music and CDs, his collection is massive. It's crazy. Got the studio doing his own thing, and he was one that actually inspired me to start doing radio. And I actually did radio at, I think, 14:20 a.m., WHB, actual radio station in the Atlanta area, community radio station. I did that for a while, and then I went to Blog Talk. But just spending time with TAZ, let me tell you, first of all, if anyone knows TAZ, they know he can cook. So he was like, excuse me, G, I'm in the middle of cooking right now, and I'm not going to lie, my stomach was rumbling just a little bit. And I was like, I hope he offers me a piece of chicken or something.
That cat got a plate, Lady Soldier, and said, is it all right to go in the studio? I said, come on, man. That cat can't talk about, man, the music is back. Wait a minute, man, it's chicken.
And then he's like, take a plate home with you. I'm like, I love that, being a single man and being able to take a chicken with me back home. I'm like, yeah, this is right.
When that cat ate that chili, though, Lady Soldier, it was all over.
Listen, Lady Soldier, the chili won hands down.
You know, dude, he lived all the way across the other side of the land on the south side. TAZ, you made some chili. I'm coming. I'm on the north side now. That's like about what, a good hour?
Oh yeah. When I was on the south side, yeah. That was a good hour away.
I learned some changes, yeah. And he drive all the way over there just to get some chili.
But it was worth it. And then they're like, he and Darlene would be like, can you take some home with you? And Darlene would be like, make sure you bring my Tupperware back.
I know that's right.
I know that she ain't taking that Tupperware. So it was fun. And they've been like my big brother and sister for so many years. It's been great.
And, We also have other brothers and sisters in ATAZP with Ron L, Gina L, Rolanda 700, Mark Lacey. He'd have met Mark Lacey a few times. We have a good time at the house parties, and it's really all about fellowship and just, you know, because we are such good friends. It's almost like family. Man.
I love it. I'm thankful for these two people. And TAZ, we actually work on some music. We have the music. And I've already started. We're going to be doing some stuff together. He's going to rap on one of the songs. So I'm looking forward to it. So I'm still getting that stuff together.
Thing about it, Lady Soldier, when I moved to VA, then the house parties would be in VA. I know you're in VA, but you said you was getting ready to move, didn't you?
Yeah, I just moved further into the city of Richmond because I was in Henrico County, close to the airport. It was me not having a car. The children was very, very bored because the buses stopped running at 7 p.m. on the weekdays and absolutely nothing on weekends. So if there was something going down, they couldn't go to it because the buses wasn't running. So I sacrificed a nice, safe neighborhood and being close to the grocery stores and moved into the city. And don't you know these turkeys still ain't left the house? I don't understand.
Well, you're in Richmond now, then, huh?
Yeah, I'm in the city of Richmond now.
Cool. Well, hey, we still going to be in the same state, and G. Wright is in D.C.
Yeah,
oh, that's what's up.
Yeah, so.
In Baltimore now. I'm from D.C.
We'll be able to meet and all that good stuff, and when we do the house parties again, once I get settled in down there, Lady Soldier, maybe you can come through and be recorded for both radio stations.
Most deaf.
You know what I'm saying? Because I will, by that time, I'll probably know half the city performing around with Ron down there and getting to know a couple of artists. So we'll have some artists swing through and perform at the house party as well.
That's excellent. I love that idea.
Yeah. That's how we did it at the other house parties down here. G. Wright performed a couple of times at a couple of them.
Oh, yeah.
Go on, G. Wright. Say it.
No, go ahead and say it.
No, go on. It's you.
No, I was just saying you had a great time at the house party last time.
Oh, yeah. The food is off the chain because I cook a big, long spread, Lady Soldier. So, you know, when you do come through, bring you some doggy bags.
I got you. No problem.
Speaking of performing, G. Wright also does another thing other than singing. He does a little acting in another story.
What?
What?
And I played one earlier, but I hope he's on this one. I'm going to play this another story clip and hope G. Wright is on here. Here it goes.
Welcome to another story. We find the TAZ happy off the news Swift Smooth gave him concerning his civil case against the dude.
Haha, the narrator's mad.
But TAZ has a visit by an unexpected guest. Another story again.
I wonder who could be at my door this time of day.
Hey, TAZ, my former husband. How are you doing?
It's Gooby. My former wifing, with the same fish sandwich in her hand still, and she is well off with the mutual funds.
Mutual funds, D.A.Z.?
Yes, Gooby. All the meatballer shops your father Nagabi gave to you?
Oh, the meatball shops. Yes, I am. What you call it, a rich beach.
You still ballin', huh? Okay, Gooby, what brings you here? You got mustard on your face right there.
Did I get it off, Tess?
It gets out. Like when my cousin say he's got to get out and push the car, you both were in.
What are you talking about, TAZ?
I got evidence. Listen, Gooby.
So where were we? This is not an old bat, and this thing of black man are getting on my nerves.
Hell, I do not stutter.
Who's that singing? Who's singing?
Well, T.A.Z. ever tell Roro about the plan for the wedding?
I don't think
Will J-Bug ever bring the fat girl to the wedding?
Yeah. If she gets out and push, gets out and push.
Another story.
With her fat ass.
Who said with her fat ass? Who said that?
I said with her last chance to push and get to the wedding. But that was in the past, my rich little baby. Well, what brings you here?
You're so crazy, T.A.Z. But anyways, I'm back in the States and for one reason only, and that is to find me a husband.
Husband?
Oh, no, not you, T.A.Z. I'm searching for real love. I'm searching for a... Oh, wait, I got meat in my teeth. Real love. That's what I need,
TAZ. That's the only thing that is real, is the love you have for that fished out fish sandwich.
Oh, you are so silly, TAZ. Fish is brain food.
Hip food, stomach food, big butt food.
Anyway, back to my husband's search. He has to be fine and very nice. I want someone perfect.
Gooby, no one's perfect. There are people who have real problems.
Like you, Daisy? I tell you what.
What do you have to tell me?
Look, I'll get you out of trouble financially if you find me an American Negro man.
For reals? For reals? Damn, I think I have someone who's fine and very nice. Someone who is perfect for you.
Who, D.A.Z.? Who is it?
A.G. McGree, the famous.
R&B singer? You know him, Beth?
We's friends.
Will T.A.Z. hook go be up with A.G. McGree? Will she pay the money T.A.Z. needs to get out of jail?
If A.G. is a fine American man Negro,
will Gooby ever finish that fish sandwich?
Let me say it. I think it's part of her hand.
Another story?
A.G. A.G. is actually G. Wright. A.G.
Yeah.
Well, say, talk like A.G.
Shut up, punk. Same thing, right? Let's go get him. He just had to hear something.
He kills me. I just write this like 5 seconds before they come in and we just do it. And G. Wright was sitting there amazed, like, you got it already? I said, yeah, I got it. And he was just reading his lines, looking at me like, I don't believe this. And Sister Soldier, I heard her. I mean, Lady Soldier, I heard her over here just laughing through the thing.
I'm sitting here cracking up like, Lord, I hope he has me on mute. I'm going to try to giggle as quietly as possible. But Lord, have mercy.
Wait a minute. Here's the next one. A.G. has got to be in this one. Here we go.
This is Sensei, and welcome to another story. T.A.Z. is still in Las Vegas trying to perform a concert in order to pay $10,000 that he still owes to free up his bankrupt accounts. His wife, Gooby, has just won the lottery, but not giving T.A.Z. any money, just a divorce. Can his luck get any better? Another story.
Man, just waiting here at the Palms to perform is really making me feel better.
Hello, T.A.Z. T.A.Z.
Yes, and who are you?
My name is Phil Spill. I'm head of entertainment booking here at the Palms.
Uh-huh.
I have to tell you that you bumped from performing here.
Bumped? The hell you say?
No need to get testy, Mr. Z.
What is the reason for this, Mr. Fields? You have me fly all the way out here from the ATL, stay in your hotel to perform, and now you're telling me I'm going to get bumped? Bumped by who?
This is a hot soul singer, A.G. McGree.
A.G. McGree?
Yeah, that's me, international known singer.
What? Phil, you can't be serious.
I'm very serious, Mr. Z.
A.G., say something, man. Your voice don't sound like singing to me.
Why making fun of me, Tom?
Not to be funny or anything, but yeah, I'm making fun of you.
Put him up. I will club you, you rap guy.
No need for violence, A.G. We cool, bro. I come in peace.
You almost set me off. I'm from the streets, the hard streets.
Man, come on. Do me a favor. Sing something for me.
I just don't sing for free, and plus, I need a beat.
Look here, here's $5. I'll give you a beat.
Come on, Cat. Make it funky.
This world of mine, a place that...
Whoa, whoa, whoa! Wow! Wait a minute. Is that you? Told you, punk. Now will T.A.Z. let A.G. funny voice and all bump him?
And how we pay off the $10,000 back? Another story.
A.G., you wasn't supposed to say that. Well, let, say the that. Let the narrator say it.
He didn't say anything.
Sensei.
Now will T.A.Z. let A.G., funny voice and all, bump him? Don't interrupt me, A.G. And how will he pay the $10,000 back? Another story.
Man, I wanted to bust out because that G-Wright, when he said the crushing line of there was, whoa, that's me. Is that really you? And here you go. Tell your time. Oh, that lays me out every time I hear it. I sit there and cry. Tell your time.
Wow.
Oh.
We had some fun.
Oh, hey, Lady Soldier, there's like 29 of these stories. And then we have Ron, our boy. We read them live at the house party, too.
Man.
Like old radio.
Yeah, I got to make it out to the house party. I'm going to make it my mission to get mobile as soon as possible just so I don't miss the doggone house party.
Well, don't worry. There won't be one this year. We're chilling this year because we're in the process of moving. But next year, in October, it'll be going down on Columbus Day weekend.
That's what's up.
And also, we'll meet before then, and you'll get the taste of some of this because every time we get together, we record the story anyway. So.
I.
Yeah, and I'll have to write you in, so.
Yeah, definitely write me in. That yeah.
So G Wright, what else you got going on? We got 6 minutes. You said you working on a CD, on a new CD?
Oh yeah. My CD, All Things Are Possible Special Edition, is gonna be out in 2 weeks, and it's gonna be distributed nationally through New Day out of Nashville. So I'm excited about that. So I'll be
out of where?
Out of New Day.
Where's it at?
Nashville, Tennessee.
Oh, okay, cool.
So I have some videos out, and so I'm just working with some radio promoters, just getting my singles out to the actual radio stations.
Right. So have you been in the studio recording new stuff?
Oh yeah, I've already started. I've already started recording about four things, and one of my cousins submitted me a track, and then another friend of mine I went on tour with, doing some things out in Houston, Texas area. Just sent me a new track, so it's going to be a mixture. It's going to be a mixture of your tracks, a mixture of of some of my own tracks, and a mixture of some other different things on this next project to make it a big around thing. But then, of course, I have two CDs worth. So once I finish doing that, then I'm still going to finish writing all the songs. Because we have like a whole slew of tracks from you that I've written, too. So I'm just trying to make a mixture of everything. So I'm going to record some more.
Of course, I'm doing like three CDs at once.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm just about done with those. I already did one CD already with the Z Vocals where I took the music off and we just had the a cappella versions of the different songs from last year. I already did that CD in January. I'm done with that. I'm on three more, which is the President's CD, which is my fifth CD with me being the Black President of the United States. Also, the Out the Crate CDs where I take lyrics from out the crate, basically, old lyrics, and do new beats to them. I'm halfway done with that. And the gospel CD, I'm halfway done with that. And Ron L. and my CD, the new one, I'm done with that. So that's four. That makes five for the whole year. I'm trying to do eight, so I got three more to do.
You a busy brother.
Hey, and plus I read the soap operas late at night. I read them in five-minute intervals, so I'm on scene 128 now. Now, in order to see the way I got to, I don't know if I can catch y'all up because that means I got to be blasting y'all emails every time so you can get caught up. So what I'll do is I'll start you from 125 because it's going to take me about three more years of reading this black soap opera that I wrote a long time ago. It's 900 pages long.
Wow.
So I'll start you off at 125 and you get into the story from there. Because it's rough just sending out emails after email. And there's like about eight people that's been from the beginning, got it from the beginning. And that's including my co-host that usually co-hosts with me, DJ, but she couldn't make it tonight. She had something she had to do. She already had told me. Shout out to DJ. Lady Soldier, again, tell the listening audience your radio station link.
All right, the link is www.wrtexradio.com. You can go there and listen to the station at any time. You can also go to the Ning. There's a link there to sign up, and you can participate and holler at other folks that are down with the station and everything else. And if you're an artist and you got some music, genres is gospel, R&B, hip-hop, you know, as long as it's urban. You know what I'm saying? You just go to the Ning. Submit your music, we'll listen to it, and we'll get you on the air as soon as possible if you can go through the test. If you pass the test, you're good to go.
And I'm going to send you some music so I can go through the test. That's www.retex.com.
WRTEXradio.com.
Okay. WRTEXradio.com. Okay, cool. G. Wright.
Yeah.
I know you got about 20 different links. Go on, spit them out, bro.
That's all right. There's G-Rights Online, GWRIGHTOnline.com. There's www.myspace.com/ The Heart of Love Radio Show, or myspace.com/ G-Rights Sing. Check me out on Twitter, G-Rights Love, Facebook, I'm at G-Rights.
G. Gee, you kill me. You got about 20 different things going on. Check me out here.
Ask me more, but I'm not going to go there.
Okay, the Blog Talk Radio Show.
www.theheartofloveradioshow. With G.
Oh, boy. Well, I want to thank both of y'all for calling in. The other guests did not call. Maybe we might have got our wires crossed. I will have to find out. I love you guys. Y'all like family. Y'all part of ATAZP anyway. And the last song I'm going to play is a new one by me and Miss V. This is on the Ron L. and TAZ CD. It's called This and That. Thank you guys again.
My pleasure, bro.
Nice to meet you, Soldier.
Nice to meet you too, G. Wright.
Baby Soldier. God bless you too.
Turn it out. Yeah, the group. Love problems in the. Hey, what
is this? It's that. It's this.
It's that.
It's this. It's that.
Yeah. When I come through, I'm only villain. All fees I bang to now for your pillars. Time for your head and your body to pop. Get me in the booth. This and that make the booty shake. Not related to Prince, the cause of a earthquake. Do you feel what I'm trying to express? Can't get it by now, I won't tell the rest. Cause some of y'all punks ain't telling it right. Let me get your life, hide behind the mic. Get so caught up, get sent to jail. Some die by the bed, get cast in hell. Whichever way you try to get a beat of shit. These niggas on the back trying
Hey, TAZ, yo, it's the shit. You the underground fan, they're all of you. Nigga, that ain't no good better thing to me. Love Brothers Hot Tracks ain't new, you see. Been doing this for a couple of years. Stay true to the art, blood, sweat, and tears. I always run the track, make the people dance. My throat is beat, now here's your chance. We can take it low, then the body will go. Just close your eyes. My bro, ain't different but the way that we did it. I'm always rolling Lamborghini, kidding. So, flip of a groove, all we want are smooth sounds in the TAZ. Been doing this and that, make a booty shake. Not related to Prince, but called a Hirschman. Did you feel what I'm trying to express? Can't get it by now, I won't tell the rest. This is bad. And this is bad.
Can you spend some time? I want to prove to you that the loving can be super fine. Want to take you to the place. Maybe, baby, we can dine in the dark on the bed with the body. Blow your mind. You ain't knowing that the loving can be mighty real. Not a boxer in the ring. Call me real deal. And I'm coming like a comet. Feel the heat. Feel red, black, and blue. Superman of the black steel. Want to do to you. Penetrate our connection. Enhance to you. A hot direction. Do you feel it, boo, when I'm giving you erection? Place it in smooth in the hot wet section. Can I come off and say that I love you? There's no other but only love for us two. Do I make you cream when I call your name, boo? In front of some peeps, let's kick it for reals, all true.